A beautiful tune composed by the late Canadian tenor saxophonist and composer Ross Taggart from an album called Legacy, the music of Ross Taggart. That was an arrangement by Jill Townsend for her big band of Ross Taggart's tune Cozy Apartments. Solos by Brad Turner on trumpet and Bill Kuhn on guitar. Opening our Jazz Northwest for today, Jim Wilkie with you here on a Sunday afternoon. Nice to share some time and some music with you. Coming up next, a tune from Randy Halberstadt, who received a special award at the Earshot Awards for his dedication to and the enrichment of the Seattle jazz community. Pianist and educator Randy Halberstadt has a recent album titled Open Heart, and this is the full ensemble from this album. Other pieces are solo, duo, and trio. This is with Ben Thomas on vibes, Jay Thomas on flugelhorn, Mark Taylor featured on an alto sax solo here, Dave Marriott Jr. on trombone. Randy Halberstadt is the pianist with Chuck Dierdorf on bass and Adam Kessler on drums in this piece titled Song for Suleiman.
Thank you.
It's an interesting trio out of Portland. I heard them on several occasions, featuring John Gross on tenor saxophone and Dave Frischberg at the piano. Charlie Doggett was the drummer. That was it, a trio, no bass player, and a tune by Gary McFarlane called Blue Hodge, from an album titled Strange Feeling, John Gross, Dave Frischberg, and Charlie Doggett. Before that, the latest recording from Randy Halberstadt titled Open Heart, and that was his composition, Song for Suleiman, ranging from solo to full ensemble in this album. That was the big ensemble piece, which included Ben Thomas on vibes, Jay Thomas on trumpet, Mark Taylor alto sax featured in solo, and Dave Marriott Jr. on trombone. And the rhythm section, Randy Halberstadt at the piano and composer, Chuck Deardorff bass, and Adam Kessler on drums. Song for Suleiman by Randy Halberstadt from his album Open Heart. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX. Jim Wilkie with you here on a Sunday afternoon. On our jazz calendar today, Clipper Anderson Quartet's playing at Tula's tonight, and there are the Racer Sessions at Cafe Racer and Jazz at the Beaver every Sunday night with Max Holmberg and the 200 Trio. Monday night, Daniela Spielman plays the first of several gigs with Jovino Santos Neto's trio. They'll be at Rhythm and Rye in Olympia. They'll also play at the Royal Room on Tuesday night and the North City Bistro on Thursday. Daniela Spielman plays flute and soprano sax with Jovino Santos Neto's trio. Also on Tuesday, the Critical Mass Big Band will be at Tula's, and Joe Doria will be at the Sea Monster for his regular Tuesday night late set. Wednesday, Devon Lewis Trio at Tula's with Cole Schuster and Joe Doria, that's an organ trio. Monty Alexander will be at the Triple Door on Wednesday and Thursday next week, the 1st and 2nd of May. New Orleans saxophonist Rex Gregory recently relocated to Seattle and fronts a quartet with Bill Anschel at the piano at Tula's Thursday night, and Ray Larson's group will be playing at Egan's the same night at 9. The Decatur High School Jazz Band featuring Dave Eshelman and the Central Washington University Jazz Band will be playing at the Royal Room starting at 6 on Friday night. Jovino Santos Neto's Quintetto will be at Tula's, and pianist Scott Kasu plays at Crossroads in Bellevue. Eugenie Jones sings at Hotel Sorrento on Saturday night. Bill Anschel Quartet plays at Tula's, and Gail Pettis and Jovino will be at the North City Bistro Saturday night. Coming up on the Lake Chelan Wine and Jazz Festival, May 16th through the 19th, and the Ballard Jazz Festival and the Bellevue Jazz Festival will be taking place the last week of May. More on those a little later. Right now, a tune by Jared Hall, trumpet joined here by Troy Roberts on tenor, Martin Bejarano on piano, Josh Allen on bass, and Kyle Swan on drums. This is a piece by Jared Hall titled Allure.
Thank you. Tonight, music by the Jack Wilson Quartet.
Thank you.
That was from a live broadcast of Jazz from the Penthouse in July of 1966 in Seattle. The Penthouse was a Pioneer Square jazz club at the corner of First and Cherry, featuring the Jack Wilson Quartet. Jack Wilson was the pianist with Roy Ayers on vibes. Buddy Woodson was the bass player, Von Barlow on drums, and that was an original by Jack Wilson called Harbor Freeway 5 p.m. in this version, because traffic slowed down a lot around that time. The original tempo for that tune was much faster, but he decided to make it slower and call it Harbor Freeway 5 p.m. Jack Wilson's quartet CD, Call Me, issued earlier this year in the Jazz from the Penthouse series. Before that, we were listening to Jared Hall on trumpet with Troy Roberts on tenor, Martin Bejarano piano, Josh Allen bass, and Kyle Swan on drums. From Jared Hall's album Hallways, that was one of his original compositions, Allure. Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with the regional jazz scene on Sunday afternoons here. Next up, we're going to hear from Bill Anschel, whose quartet is playing next Saturday night at Tula's, and also playing in the Black Box series in Olympia, Friday the 10th of May. Here's Bill at the piano with Chris Simer on bass, Jose Martinez on drums, and Brian Monroney on guitar. And added on this tune is Richard Cole on tenor saxophone, and it's Thelonious Monk's tune, Mysterioso.
Thank you. Thank you.
two favorite Monk tunes, two of my favorites anyhow, I think maybe yours too, from recent recordings by Seattle musicians on the Origin label. We just heard Chuck Dierdorf featured on bass in his new recording Perception, playing Panonica, with Hans Teuber on tenor sax, Don Clement was the pianist. Before that, Bill Ancho on piano with Chris Simer on bass, Jose Martinez drums, Brian Monroney was the guitarist, and Richard Cole on tenor sax in Misterioso by Thelonious Monk. And that's from Bill Ancho's album, Rumbler. Bill Ancho's playing Saturday night at Tula's with a quartet, and he also plays at the Black Box in Olympia in the Washington Performing Arts Center Friday the 10th. 88.5 KNKX connects you with the regional jazz scene and Jazz Northwest. I said earlier I'd fill you in on some upcoming jazz festivals in May, and here they are. Lake Chelan Wine and Jazz Fest takes place May 16th through the 19th, and running simultaneously at the end of the month, May 29th through June 1st, are the Ballard Jazz Festival and the Bellevue Jazz and Blues Festival. Lake Chelan Wine and Jazz Fest is up first, May 16th through the 19th. It'll feature Richard Cole, who we just heard on tenor sax, and a bunch of singers, Gail Pettis, Greta Matassa, Eugenie Jones, Stephanie Porter. They're all going to be there at the Lake Chelan Festival. Nearly Dan, Pearl Django, Kobe Watkins, the Ellensburg Big Band, and others are also scheduled. And there's tour of wine tastings and bus to take you around, and quite a nice arrangement there. Ballard Jazz Festival is celebrating the drum on Wednesday, May 29th, to open up the festival. And Devon Lewis, Steve Korn, and Jeff Bush will be featured leading their own groups. Guitar Summit on Thursday features Kathy Moore and John Stoll leading their groups. And then the main stage concert at the Nordic Museum on Friday features Norwegian-born guitarist Lager Lund and his trio, and Ernie Watts and New Stories reunited once again, and they'll be on the main stage at the Nordic Museum on Friday night. Jazz Walk on Saturday night. One ticket admits you to about a dozen different venues and literally dozens and dozens of musicians on Saturday night in Old Ballard. And then the Bellevue Jazz and Blues Festival takes place Wednesday through Saturday, the last week of the month, with duos and trios playing restaurants and bars Wednesday through Saturday. A lot of happy hours there. Concerts by Sarah Gazarek on Thursday, Kiki Valera, and Davina and the Vagabonds on Friday night, and the Bad Plus on Saturday night. High school combos play Saturday and Sunday afternoons at the Bellevue Jazz Festival. Three festivals coming up: Lake Chelan, Ballard, and Bellevue in May. Time for just one more on today's show, and this is one of the singers who's going to be at the Lake Chelan Wine and Jazz Festival mid-month. This is Gail Pettis singing a song by Cole Porter.
Torment won't be through. till you let me spend my life making love with you night and day.
That's Gail Perez with Cole Porter's Night and Day. Randy Halberstadt at the piano, Jeff Johnson bass, Mark Ivester on drums. Next week on the show, we'll have highlights from a concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra playing Cubana B, Cubano Bop, music of Dizzy Gillespie, with special guest Ignacio Baroa, who was Dizzy Gillespie's last drummer. That's next week here on Jazz Northwest. We have a podcast available. You can also stream the show at jazznw.org. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedar Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News 88.5 FM.